Man, y'all getting a look at that good candy. Got some good stuff in there and some not so good. How many of you like the Twizzlers?
No.
Now, it's not going real well. We may have to, how many of you like Butterfingers? How many of you like Reese's? Yeah, they're going pretty good. All right. Let me show you guys something. Well, let me tell you, first of all, last night, Saturday night, I normally don't like to do anything. And the reason is because I have church the next morning. So I like to stay home, do nothing, and get a good night's rest. Well, I got the opportunity, and you know, an opportunity is only good if you take advantage of it. I got an opportunity to go hear some Southern Baptist missionaries speak at Lake Washita. It was for our association, and so I thought, well, you know, I kind of want to go hear that. So I went there, and I heard a guy named Brian Kiefer. Here is Brian Kiefer and his six kids.
Where's Brian?
Brian is right here, and this is his wife. They have three boys, and they have three girls.
Wait.
And here's the incredible thing. Brian was just a normal person like you and me. He was in college, and he went on a mission trip, just a short-term mission trip. And when he went over there, he shared the gospel with some people from China. And one of the things he was astounded by is they didn't even know anything about God. They asked a question about, what do you think about God? And they had no clue. You know, we just assume everybody believes in God or knows there's a God, but there are some parts of the world where they don't know that stuff. And so he came back to the United States, and at that time, he wanted to be a computer. His degree was in computer science, and he wanted to make a lot of money and do whatever people do who have a degree in computer science. But when he went on that mission trip, he came back, and God said to him, no, you need to go to China. Not specifically China, but you need to go to the mission field and tell people about Jesus. And so he said, okay. And then they asked him where he would possibly like to go serve. And the area that he wanted to go to was China. So Brian moved to China on the border, southern border, and ended up having six kids and shared the gospel faithfully. But here's the interesting thing. He is a missionary, but do you know that your family, your mom and dad, every adult in this room is called to be a missionary? But the problem is we don't listen to what Jesus said. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew 16:24. It says, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, number one. Number two, take up your cross. Number three, follow me. Now, guys, listen. Anakin, listen to this. When Jesus calls us, he calls us to give up our way. Here's the way your parents work, many of them. They want to do what's best for you. And there's nothing wrong with that. But one of the questions we need to ask God is, what does God want us to do? And we need to understand that God has a plan that's much bigger than what we think of. Okay? So here's what I want you to remember. When you go to school tomorrow, you're to be a missionary to your friends. And that may be inviting them to church or telling them about Jesus, but part of the way that you're a missionary is that you tell people about Jesus. Okay? It's not just for grown-ups. It's all of us are called to be missionaries. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank for these kids, and I pray that they would be missionaries to our community, that they would invite friends to church, that they would tell people about Jesus and how good he is. And I pray, Lord, that you would help them to understand that we're all called to be missionaries. Not all of us are called to go overseas. Some of us are called to live in Mount Ida and to share the gospel. So help these kids to do a good job of that, for it's in Jesus' name, amen.